I know 14-9 for the season in your dual record, Coach. How close? You didn't make the state duels. Were you close to getting in among the eight teams?
Oh, you know what? I don't know as far as points. We lost nine duels. Seven of them were within a match, where if we would have got the pin instead of getting pinned, we would have won the duel. So, I mean, I don't think we were close as far as points, but every match it was like, holy smokes, how can we lose this one like this again?
So that's obviously a goal of all teams. Yeah, you'd love to make the state duels each and every year, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we, you know what, we've had some success down there, and we it's a goal for us, just because, you know what, to be at state duels and to win a state duel championship, you have to have a team. It's not just three or four or five kids. You got to develop a team and be, you know what, together. And so that's kind of what we were searching for, but just didn't happen this year.
Otherwise, you had some invites to go along with it. Has the season gone better than you thought, or about where you kind of thought going into the final two meets?
You know what? We've dealt with injuries and sickness along the way. Mm-hmm. I am hoping that this weekend we'll have, you know, the first time for quite a while that we'll have our full team together. We just had some guys that were, and even then we're setting out one of a kid for districts. But we've had to deal with injuries. You know, our best wrestler, one of our best wrestlers hurt his knee, and he's coming back, and I think we're going to try to wrestle him this weekend. And we've had other guys that are just dealing with injuries, and so.
Well, Coach, kind of keeping tabs of the rankings throughout the year. You've had some great some ranked kids of 38 and 44. You know, looking down the line, some other ones at 175. So you've had some kids perform pretty well for you this year.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got four or five kids that are six kids that are really kind of tough, and it's just you know, trying to bring the other guys along. You know, we haven't had the tournament, you know, success that we've had in the past as far as, you know, first or second. But, yeah, our good kids are good. And it's just trying to get those other kids, you know what, to improve. And, you know, that's going to be a key, like, to this weekend, to conference. And it's about how many points you can score. So it's those other kids that, you know, that might be around 500 or something. Can we get them into a medal and push for that? You know, push for that Southwest Conference title.
Another goal is, yeah, to win the conference title. I know Minden has had a good season. McCook's had a good season.
Had a good season.
No question. But there's some other. Is this as close, tight, packed at the top of our Southwest Conference than maybe you've seen it a couple of years?
Yeah, it is. You know what? There's a lot of us that are the same in that we've got a half a dozen good kids. And then you're going to be trying to scrape points with the other kids and see where you can, you know, it all comes down to who can place the most kids. There's been many years where we've been, you know, up at the top in Class C, and we didn't win conference because we had one or two kids out. And, you know, you don't score those points, and it's kind of hard to win. So it just kind of, with a small tournament like this, it's how many kids you can get into the medal rounds.
Should be fun to watch on Saturday. You get a chance then next week to host the C4 on your home match, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. We've been able to do it for several years. You know, we get it about every other year, every third year. I think it's just kind of a testament to our administration and to our fan base and all the people we have help here that we can put on a pretty good tournament. And I think the NSA sees that name. We're lucky enough to have it. So
your future look bright. I mean, you got some upperclassmen, you got a lot of underclassmen. The future looks bright down the line for you.
Yeah, that's the thing is we got some really good freshmen. The thing is, they're all just big kids. You know, they're all 170. I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of them are 175 and up, and they just. They're going to be really good, but when you're going against juniors and seniors, sometimes they run into that man strength, and it's just a tough go. But, yeah, we're going to be all right.